Hey everyone, have you ever wondered just how deep the rabbit hole goes when it comes to MSSQL server exploitation? I mean, we're talking about automating attacks that can escalate privileges across databases. Sounds wild, right?
Oh, totally. It's like turning a complex puzzle into a video game. Once you know the mechanics, you can just breeze through it.
Right. So today, we're diving into a pretty fascinating blog post titled Pentest Copilot: Automating MSSQL Server Exploitation Through Impersonation and Trusted Links. It's all about how this tool simplifies what used to be super complex manual attacks.
Yeah, and the implications are huge. Traditional methods require a lot of manual work, mapping out permissions, understanding impersonation, and all these trusted links between servers. It's a lot to juggle.
Exactly. Wait, so how does this automation actually work? Like, what makes Pentest Copilot different from the old-school methods?
Great question. Pentest Copilot streamlines the entire process. It starts with automatic discovery of database servers through network scanning and service enumeration. It's like a treasure map, you know? Once it finds MSSQL instances, it correlates those with available credentials for testing.
That's wild. So it's doing the detective work for you. But once it has those credentials, what's next?
Once it validates the credentials, it dives right into permission enumeration. It checks what privileges a user has, if they can impersonate others, and looks for those trusted link relationships that can really open doors.
Wait, so impersonation, what's that all about? How can that escalate privileges?
So, impersonation allows a user to take on the identity of another user, often one with higher privileges. In this case, if a user like Samuel.Tarly has admin impersonation rights, they can basically act like the system admin and access everything.
Got it. So once you have that access, how does the tool handle things like XPCMD shell?
Ah, XPCMD shell is a game changer. Once it's activated, it lets you execute OS commands directly from the database. Pentest Copilot automatically enables that functionality after securing admin privileges, which is a big deal for lateral movement within networks.
That's seriously impressive. And I'm guessing this opens up a whole new world of vulnerability?
Absolutely. With trusted links, you can even jump to other database servers without much effort. It's like having a VIP pass across the entire database infrastructure.
Wow, so it's not just about one server. It's about accessing a whole ecosystem.
Exactly. That's why organizations need to tighten their security protocols and keep an eye on user permissions closely.
And you mentioned monitoring earlier. How does that come into play?
Right. Traditional monitoring might miss these sophisticated attacks because they rely on normal audit logs. You need deep analysis to catch the unusual patterns of impersonation and cross-server queries.
Man, it's a whole new ballgame. So, what's the takeaway for companies out there?
Companies need to prioritize database security, especially with the rise of automated tools like Pentest Copilot. Regular audits and monitoring systems are essential to stay ahead.
Totally. This has been super informative. Thanks for breaking it down and giving us insight into what's happening in the MSSQL world.
Anytime. Always a pleasure to chat about this stuff.
All right, folks, keep your databases secure, and don't forget to check out the blog for more details.